Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Big Show has the crew covered. Now we check in with our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Sponsored by Exec Park Airport Valet Parking. Locally owned. Treating you like an executive for 40 years. Get in. Get on. Get going at Mitchell Field with Exec Park.
Our National Baseball Insider Seth Everett joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Go ahead, Seth Everett, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, and Baby Tap.
How does Mickey Callaway have a job today?
That's amazing. I didn't want him to get fired because of it, because I'd like him to be fired for on-the-field reasons, but he should be suspended. He should not be managing tonight. The reporter in question is a real good friend of mine, and I have such respect for the media. The media as a whole has been getting under siege. It's under siege from our president. It's under siege from podcasts and blogs replacing newspapers and radio and television. I know about it all. I cover the sports. And for a franchise to condone just screaming at a reporter for no reason, and then a player to lunge at him and have to be restrained. I mean, they both of them should not be in uniform tonight. And I appreciate what Tim is doing, the Newsday reporter. He's not talking to anybody. He's not doing any radio shows. He's not doing anything. And his phone has been blowing up. The New York radio stations are all over him. They're trying to get him on the show. And then Mickey Callaway, I don't know if you saw it, but he just did a little press conference, and he made a joke about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That bothers me more than any on the field. I don't care who wins or loses.
Quote for Mickey Callaway.
I have been pulling for the Brewers. I make no secret about that. But I don't have a favorite team. And I am so embarrassed, and I'll say this on your radio show, I am embarrassed to have ever been employed by that franchise.
Here is what he said today. Quote, Billy Martin punched a reporter one time. I'm a passionate guy about baseball. I'm a tough competitor, Mickey Callaway.
What a punk.
Yep.
Way to restrain yourself, Seth.
He's just right? Well, I know. This isn't a podcast. This is a radio show. I respect the FCC. There's a great way to get around that. And Wisconsin's a part of it. Do you know the great way I used to get out of FCC trouble?
Oh.
You know, there's a town in Illinois called Effingham.
I did not know that.
There's a town, Effingham, Illinois. And, of course, you know the great city of Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If I said to you, you have to be Effingham, Sheboygan me, you don't know what I'm talking about?
I like it.
That's Seth Everett joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Seth, let's talk some other baseball news and what it could mean for the Milwaukee Brewers. Jordan Hicks goes down with a 105-mile-an-hour fastball out of his arsenal and now a UCL tear in his right arm. But the question that I have with this is, it sounds like he's deciding whether to have his surgery of the Tommy John procedure or to rehab it. Is that going to be something you think major league players are questioning if they go and have the surgery?
No, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. It doesn't always get reported. A lot of times when there's a tear, what they say is there a way to rehab it and to repair it without the actual surgery? You know, it's funny. I talked to Tommy John about this. He said, there are people who are definitely afraid of surgeries, and there are people who think that if they can pitch through it and if they can heal on their own, you're talking about a 2 or 3 month layoff as opposed to a 12 month layoff.
Mm-hmm.
Those can't exist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I understand what the delay is. Is he going to have Tommy John surgery? Eventually he will, but let him go through this process. These 2 or 3 days that they're waiting, that was my other funny thing. I always say about guys who are thinking about having surgery that's going to cost them a season, like, have the surgery now. I want you back now. Like, this day next year, I want you back. And it never works that way.
When we talk about Major League Baseball right now and how Rob Manfred is trying to fix it and change it and all that fun stuff, do you like this whole all-star voting thing where now we're to the final three at each position, Brewers getting Moustakas, Grandal, and Yelich into the final three?
I think it's another version of American Idol. And as long as you have an internet vote, you have to recognize that fans vote stupid. And there's no reason for it. There's no rhyme for it. And in a sport that is having there's two schools of thought on the All-Star game. Number one, it's supposed to be a big commercial for the sport. I challenge anyone to look at the box scores of the last two All-Star games. And the one thing that you have to recognize when it comes to fan voting is the internet changes the way our mentality is. You know, you guys are on the younger side, but there was a time when you had to go to, like, ballparks and gas stations to go get All-Star ballots.
Yep.
And only the diehards filled them out. Now, any Tom, Dick, and Harry with an email address can vote 15 times, and you know people have multiple email addresses, so they can do 30, 45, 60. Now, one guy sitting at his laptop can do 60 votes for whatever player just because he wants to see his guy in there. There's no looking at statistics. There's no looking at rationale. It's literally a popularity contest. And what happens to at least from my perspective, is it loses its weight. Because if fans are voting this, see, the one rule I love is that every team has to have a representative. Because there's a 12-year-old in every city that wants to see their guy. So there's somebody in Fort Lauderdale that should see a Marlin on the All-Star team. Somebody in Baltimore that should see an Oriole, even though these teams are god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
I like that part of it. But if you're going to tell me the fans are going to vote for part of it, and every team has to have a rep, then no one can scream about somebody who gets snubbed.
And maybe it's just because my team is finally good, and I'm a little bit farther removed from the 2004 snot-nosed Billy wanting to cheer to make sure that one Milwaukee Brewer, and if Junior Correct. Spivey makes it to the All-Star game, at least I'm going to have somebody to pull for. But now I almost feel like, and just in the clubhouse earlier this week, looking at it, and you have Mike Moustakas on one side, Seth, and then you have Ozzie Albies on the other side, who's having a very, very good season, hitting .280. Uh-huh. I mean, he's having a good year, but nobody deserves to start that All-Star game at second base more than Mike Moustakas, who's on pace to have 50 home runs, right?
Moustakas has been great. We've been talking about him all season long. He should be there. You know, the good thing about it, the consolation, is that, you know, there is a player vote and there is a coach's vote. I mean, so it's such a convoluted thing, all for a commercial. At least they don't have home field advantage that counts for the All-Star mm-hmm. game anymore. By the way, I know you guys love to rip Cardinal fans. Can we?
Sure, absolutely, anytime you want.
Okay. You guys have seen the absolute adoration for Albert Pujols.
Baby, I loved it. Baby, it was amazing.
I was saying how much he loves Albert Pujols himself. Yeah.
I thought it was great. No, I thought it was great. There's one problem with it. They cheered for him when he hit a home run against your team.
Yep.
They should be ruled ineligible for the postseason.
Well, that's not their fault. Their fans are idiots. I mean,
you got to be Effingham Sheboygan me.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
It's unbelievable. There, I love the ovations in the beginning. I love the video montages.
Yep.
I love the marriage. I love the Stanton Musial stuff. I thought it was all sweet. It really was. The two things I took away from the weekend was, I cannot believe Cardinal fans scream at me on Twitter for as often as they do, because I contend St. Louis is easily the third most obnoxious fan base in baseball.
Oh yeah, no doubt, because they
and
like to tell
call
you
them the best fans in baseball. Just ask them.
Yeah, right? Just
they're
ask them.
Self-proclaimed, and if that city got more media coverage, they would know their fan base is as obnoxious as a Red Sox fan or a Yankee fan.
See, I can't.
And the reality, What?
Go, sorry. Well, I mean, I've seen Bucks fans do it at Bucks games where they've cheered for former Marquette players or Badger players doing something on the opposing team as well.
I'm sorry. Hitting a home run against your team?
I know. I'm with you.
In a tight game. Like, it wasn't like the game was over. It wasn't like it was a 7-5 or 7-1 game. It was a meaningful home run.
It was a meaningful home run against your team.
I loved it.
And who are you rooting for? Ultimately, why do you like Albert Pujols? Because he wore your jersey.
Seth, where do you think the Brewers need to be by the All-Star break to be able to make it to the playoffs?
Right where they are.
Right where they're at.
Striking distance. Just right, be in striking distance. Just be, like I said, there's six good teams in the National League. They're one of them. It's okay. Six teams for five spots.
And there's an there'll be an opportunity to add at the trade deadline. I really like Alex Colome. Is there another reliever that Brewers fans should have their eye on or around Major League Baseball that should be available?
Yeah, you know, I definitely think it's a reliever. I think that's the only thing they really, really need. I know there's been talk, and I've read a bunch of articles this weekend about Milwaukee still looking for a starter.
Hold on one second, Seth. Baby Tausch, earlier in the show, I tasked him during a segment and said, Baby Tausch, give me the starting five for the Brewers coming out of the All-Star break if you were Craig Counsell and David Stearns, because everybody will be healthy by that point. Baby Tausch, who are your starting five?
Brandon Woodruff, Chase Anderson, Gio Gonzalez, Yolish Chacin, and Zach Davies.
Now tell me that they don't need like
not Jimmy Nelson.
They need no, because he's in the bullpen now. They need two starters and at least two relievers.
No, I disagree. I think they need relievers because what their mentality is they only want two times through the lineup. And I think the five guys that you named can go two times through the lineup and keep you in a ball game. So two times through the lineup on a perfect day is six innings. So on most days, it's five.
Right.
So you're looking for four innings for the months of July, August, and September. You're looking for four innings a night from your bullpen. And to me, you need bullets. You need stuff in your holster, because if you think that Hader and Jeffers are pitching every day and are not going to show warts, they already have. And it's not that they're not having as good a season. They are literally carrying a franchise, because there's no secret that there's expectations this year. This team is a good team, and the fact of the matter is that every series, we can't lose to the Pirates, so let's go to our big arms in the seventh inning. And if you do that every day, they are going to burn out by September. And I have said this about the Dodgers. I say it about the Astros, who can't get out of their own way now. I'll say it about the Yankees, who I don't think are that good. The fact of the matter is the five-game series is the great equalizer. The best team doesn't always win. It's the best thing baseball has going for it. So you need to have arms in the bullpen and assume that your starting pitchers can't get more than two times through the order. To go and waste prospects or money or anything to get starters, when you have that, you need the guys for the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Hey, I got some news here on the Mets. Mets are fining both Mickey Callaway and Jason Vargas for the roles in last night's clubhouse altercation, but issuing no suspensions, and you said they should have been suspended.
They should have been suspended, not fired. They should have been suspended, and the money that they're fined should go to Tim Healy.
That would be nice. That's never going to happen. They're not going to give the media money.
Oh, no chance.
Well, no. If you watch go online, and if you see Callaway, who I don't know. I don't know Mickey Callaway personally. I know Terry Francona, who Callaway was the pitching coach for, but I don't know Mickey. I don't have a relationship with him. He will not be welcome on my Sports with Friends podcast. I have no interest in a guy that has no respect for the media.
Well, I have a lot of interest in Seth Everett, and that's why we love talking to you, Seth Everett. It's Sports with Friends and the Hall of Justice. I know Mickey Callaway can't come Effingham anywhere near it, but can we come close?
You guys can come on anytime, but this week I have the winningest goalie in NHL history, Martin Brodeur.
Fantastic.
And on the Hall of Justice, are you guys Smallville fans?
Used to be back when I was a little bit younger. Okay. A lot of young ladies.
Do you
remember
Lionel Luther?
I do.
John Glover?
Mm-hmm.
John Glover is on the podcast.
Awesome. There he is.
Yes. We got some fun guests this week coming out. It's all over iTunes. And some guy on Twitter can't play it. I don't know why. I'm trying to help him.
Seth Everett joins us each week, Mondays, 3:48. Seth, we'll talk baseball next week, all right?
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.